This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, looking at relative driving distances. Time changes, but what does the body know? What was 4 a.m. is now 5 a.m. and so on and on. Over recent weeks, my internal clock is confused. Nepal and then India to New Orleans on a 10.5-hour difference, and then on a 3-day turnaround, head to Haarlem, Netherlands with a 7-hour differential. Wash, rinse, and repeat, and 2 days later, drive to Atlanta an hour ahead of New Orleans, then drive back the next day after a great training day with the Anthropocene Alliance and others, including a nice mix from Kennesaw State and Georgia State University Schools of Social Work. Getting home in time for the annual spring forward jump to daylight savings time in the USA. The clock can't keep up, and in 2 days, I'm on the road again to Little Rock in the Ozarks. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this merry-go-round is moving quickly, too quickly, for flesh, blood, and brain cells to compute. It's funny how we see distances and how we cover them. Talking to colleagues in the Netherlands, where trains are ubiquitous in this small European country, the notion that in the U.S. we would just jump behind the wheel and not think twice is a head-scratcher. Here we know something about highway relativity when we talk to our fellow Americans born and somewhat raised in the U.S. like I was for many years of my youth. And the miles they travel routinely in Montana, 12,000 a year average, Wyoming, 19,000 a year average, and elsewhere, up and down the Intermountain West. It's all relative, and it got me thinking about exactly how relative it really is. It takes more than 3 hours to take the train from Haarlem to Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. Would have taken 2 hours, 11 minutes if I had been driving. It got me looking. Drive from New Orleans to Atlanta is clocked at 6 hours, 33 minutes without the time change. 6 hours, 39 minutes to Little Rock and a bit over 9 hours to the heart of the Ozarks. By comparison, it's a 6 hours and 13 minutes from Haarlem to Berlin, 4.5 hours to Paris, 7.5 hours to Prague, 9 hours, 43 minutes to Turin, Italy, and about the same from Haarlem to Vienna. New Orleans to Houston is a bit over 5 hours. To Dallas, it's 7:11. Haarlem to Brussels is 1.5 hours. And from New Orleans to Baton Rouge is 1 hour and 15 minutes. Do you kind of see what I mean? I'm not sure this really matters much to anyone except me, but when we jump behind the wheel and start rolling in the U.S., it's all in one country. No matter what the state welcome centers say from here and there, we may be a divided country, but we're still one country. I can remember being on a train years ago with our family and having passports checked on the train between Prague to Vienna, virtually next door. Within the European Union, that doesn't happen anymore. When I have time to kill, I wonder if these trains and borders creating different countries will ever get even lower there, just as I wonder when I travel from states with different shades of red and blue in the U.S., whether some politicians are trying to raise the borders now and take down the welcome centers and put gates on the highways. Many of my colleagues in the EU and UK don't drive at all or bother with a driver's license. In the US, supposedly, more young people are delaying or going without a license as well. What a loss of freedom and mobility, of time zones and distance and people and places. Being behind the wheel, you feel the distance and embed in the country. For all of their immense value, trains and planes are a poor substitute when it comes to really getting to know a country and something of its people. Now, a bus ride of over 25 hours, that's another matter. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.